Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're taking a close look at the multifaceted forces shaping the gaming industry, from game design innovation to rapid technological advances and the power of player communities. Let's kick things off with the trends that define this evolving landscape. Diversity, creative gameplay, and an increasing emphasis on listening to players themselves. These are the pillars that studios now lean on to stand out and stay competitive in a crowded marketplace. When we talk about innovation in gameplay, the newly released Ghost of Yoti serves as a standout example, hailed for its immersive world and narrative depth. This title stormed into the UK's physical sales charts, debuting at number one and eclipsing its competition. This is particularly notable at a time when many long-running franchises have seen declining performance in retail spaces. Despite some critiques around repetition, Ghost of Yote is earning praise for its lush environments and the continuation of powerful themes introduced in Ghost of Tsushima: honor, sacrifice, and cultural authenticity. The developers paid special attention to their recreation of Hokkaido, infusing both historical respect and a touch of modern storytelling. Interestingly, this has led to a surge of interest in Hokkaido tourism, connecting the digital and physical worlds in unexpected ways. Meanwhile, innovation is also evident in games like Cookie Run: Kingdom, which seamlessly blends classic platforming with robust city-building mechanics. This fusion has expanded its player base dramatically, bringing together fans from both genres for an experience that feels fresh yet accessible. It's proof that hybrid mechanics, when executed properly, can rejuvenate player engagement and boost longevity for a franchise. But gaming innovation isn't just about what's being played. It's also about the community's cultivating positive impact beyond the screen. Take streamer Kurt J-Mac, for example, who has made headlines for raising more than $500,000 for charity through Minecraft. His creative fundraising route demonstrates that games can be powerful engines for social good, mobilizing fans for real-world causes through virtual campaigns. We're seeing more of this every day, be it marathon streams for disaster relief or organized tournaments benefiting medical research. Gaming's positive societal impact is on full display. Technological partnerships are also at the forefront of the industry's evolution, promising smarter, more immersive experiences for tomorrow's players. OpenAI's collaboration with AMD, for instance, is poised to accelerate artificial intelligence development specifically tailored for interactive entertainment. There's a lot of speculation around the rumored Nintendo Switch 2, which insiders suggest will leverage cutting-edge NVIDIA hardware for superior graphics and AI-driven features. At the same time, Sega is drawing new audiences through its partnership with the International Olympic Committee to bring the Sonic franchise even closer to the world of sports. This cross-pollination between gaming and athletic events creates a larger stage and connects players to a global audience. Established franchises aren't resting on their laurels either. With both Star Trek Online and Assassin's Creed undergoing meaningful updates influenced heavily by community feedback, these changes not only enrich gameplay, but show that developers know the importance of keeping core audiences engaged and satisfied. Fair play in competitive titles is also a hot topic right now, and Activision's Ricochet anti-cheat system is setting new standards for rapid detection and response to unethical behavior. It's all part of a growing trend. Game makers are opening up development cycles to more player input and using that feedback to drive everything from balancing tweaks to major overhauls. Recent reveals about Dungeons & Dragons and Call of Duty: Black Ops 7 show that this dialogue with fans is now central to the creative process. But with opportunity comes challenge. The industry's massive scale has brought new legal and market hurdles, especially around copyright laws and anti-piracy initiatives. The effect of ongoing litigation involving gaming giants like OpenAI and Nintendo often centered on how far intellectual property rights extend, is still playing out in the courts. Microsoft's recent cancellation of its planned Xbox handheld is another signal of just how tough it can be to invest in hardware amid unpredictable market dynamics. In response to these barriers and a broader call for inclusivity, studios and hardware developers are doubling down on accessibility initiatives. Hori's new adaptive controller aims to provide unprecedented access to the anticipated Switch 2, while Xbox's continued partnership with the Special Olympics pushes for greater representation in digital spaces. These moves reflect a shift in philosophy. Games are for everyone, and that means removing as many barriers as possible for disabled players. Looking at the market from a higher vantage point, the pipeline for high-profile releases remains robust, even as publishers experiment with marketing and distribution strategies under tighter budgets. Battlefield 6 and a suite of updates to Control, Ultimate Edition are just a few titles stirring anticipation. While the cancellation of PlayStation's latest concert series hints at evolving strategies within industry promotions, indie games are making significant strides too. Megabonk's critical and commercial success sends a clear message. Smaller studios wield creativity and passion that can shake up the industry standings. Last Epic's new updates place a spotlight on evolving monetization approaches, a topic that remains top of mind for developers and fans alike. And the international launch of Lupin, with full English support on the Switch, highlights how global the gaming audience has become as localized titles draw players from previously untapped markets. As we look to 2025, several highly anticipated sequels and brand new IPs are lining up for release, aiming to captivate new and returning gamers across every type of platform. Blood West promises an expansive, atmospheric experience, and My Hero Academia, All's Justice is generating heaps of excitement ahead of its debut. Each of these titles not only drives innovation, but also invites players into imaginative new worlds that push the boundaries of what games can achieve. Powering all of this is a renewed focus on positivity and mental health in online spaces. Twitch's appointment of Probably Mish as their new ambassador signals fresh initiatives to foster inclusivity, encourage community-driven support systems, and elevate awareness around wellness. The importance of community has never been clearer. As developers, platforms, and creators alike collaborate on efforts that move beyond competition and towards togetherness. But while some changes are cause for celebration, others raise unanswered questions. Recent debates over Microsoft's next-gen Xbox platform have fueled speculation about whether market consolidation could curb innovation and limit options for consumers. The cancellation of several beloved gaming TV shows adds further complexity to cross-media strategies that once looked like sure bets. The landscape is as uncertain as it is lively, pushing everyone in the industry to stay nimble. On the fan engagement front, recent developments highlight the unpredictable nature of distribution and access to sought-after content. GameStop's struggles distributing Pokemon Scarlet and Violet promo codes shine a light on the difficulties of supply chain management and the challenges of keeping fans satisfied. Peripheral makers are responding to the surge in competitive gaming as well, with Razer partnering with 2XKO to deliver hardware optimized for elite player performance. Esports continues to thrive with NRG's thrilling win at the Valorant Champions in Paris, demonstrating just how skilled and strategic pro play has become on the world stage. Meanwhile, ongoing promotional sales, like those on Nintendo's Switch eShop, keep players engaged, offering opportunities to explore new games at more accessible price points. In terms of ongoing development, some hard decisions are being made behind the scenes. In a candid announcement, Payday 3's developers confirmed that resource constraints forced the cancellation of their much-requested offline mode, exemplifying the tough trade-offs studios must make between features and feasibility. The shift towards an online-first approach has divided fans, sparking important conversations about access, preservations, and community expectations. Looking to future technical improvements, Microsoft's proposal for a free tier of Xbox Cloud Gaming, supported by ads, offers a way for newcomers to try popular games without signing up for subscriptions right away. Over at Nintendo, continued updates about Switch 2's backward compatibility have been mostly positive, though some issues are yet to be fully resolved. Another touch of innovation comes in the form of new gameplay mechanics. Metroid Prime 4. Beyond introduces the Viola motorbike, radically redefining exploration and player mobility. Players will have the chance to experience dynamic traversal through intricate environments, a clear sign that established series are willing to experiment to keep gameplay exciting. Borderlands 4 also arrived recently, offering the familiar mayhem and loot-driven fun known to fans, now available at a much lower price point as part of a broader accessibility push. Ultimately, as the dust settles on 2024's major announcements, one thing is becoming clear. The entire industry stands at a critical crossroads, shaped as much by innovative spirit as by new responsibilities. Legal questions and concerns about responsible stewardship aren't going away, but neither is the excitement that comes from technological leaps and boundless creative potential. Studios and players alike are navigating this fast-changing terrain together, balancing nostalgia with an appetite for the unknown. The result is a vibrant gaming world where every advancement, every piece of feedback, and every new collaboration leaves a mark on what it means to play, create, or simply enjoy this shared passion. Before we head out, let's remember that the story of games is the story of creative communities, ceaseless innovation, and finding common purpose, on screen and off. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.